This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Some teachers and students are getting at-home COVID tests. Colorado is one of three states picked to expand rapid testing as a way to help schools return to in-person learning while teachers wait to be vaccinated. Colorado purchased 2 million at-home tests kits to distribute across the state, and starting Monday, teachers and child care educators can get the vaccine. President Biden's nominee for Secretary of Agriculture will have a big say over the U.S. Forest Service. During Tom Vilsack's confirmation hearing today, Senator Michael Bennett said forests are an essential part of the West. Vilsack agreed, pointing to the role they play from climate change to
the outdoor recreational opportunities, the economy, the impact of forests in terms of outdoor recreation, hunting, fishing, biking, hiking, et cetera, all very, very significant, job growth connected to it.
Bennett invited Vilsack to meet with Colorado farmers and ranchers to discuss how they've had to adapt to wildfires and drought. Up to 27,000 sandhill cranes will soon return to Colorado's San Luis Valley. The large crimson and gray birds typically spend early winter in New Mexico. Spring migration brings them to stopovers in southern Colorado through late March before continuing northward. The cranes usually return to Colorado in the fall, heading back to New Mexico. 63 in Denver, it is 60 in Colorado Springs, 45 for Vail, 52 for Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRCC.